Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media during mandatory minicamp in Owings Mills.
Yeah, kind of crazy how fast that news broke. He shout out Anthony Miller. He requested that. We were at lunch, and we literally Lamar told us, and 5 seconds later we see it on Pat McAfee's show. So that's crazy. But great addition. I mean, he's been one of the best in this league since he got in it, and to have anybody like that, no matter what position room, especially as a DB, it's super valuable. And I'm super out of breath because we literally just finished practice. But excited to have him. Been talking to him a lot. Cool dude.
Having a guy like that, another piece, another highly decorated talented player from the third year, you know, pretty deep secondary. What does that do for you guys in terms of flexibility, gap players?
Yeah, I think somebody, I think it might have been Ozzie. I think he said you can never have too many DBs. And, you know, I feel like for every team at some point in the year, it seems like everybody's thin at DB. And, you know, to just add a guy like that into a room, kind of like I was saying, like not only his play, but his energy, his charisma, his just leadership, ball knowledge. It's going to be great to have in the room, and excited to get him acclimated and everything. He seems super eager to get in the playbook and stuff. So I think we're all excited to have him going into camp. Yeah, I think people kind of play into the, you know, every offseason there's some moves made, and I think people read a little bit too much into it. I think we still have our guys here, and we got a lot of talent that we retained and brought in. Obviously, we just got Jair, but I was just talking to Coach Harbaugh, like, just these 2 days, you can kind of see the trajectory that we think we're on, and still a lot of work to be done, obviously, and going to continue throughout the season, but, I mean, we're off to a great start. Seems like we're playing 12-on-11 out there sometimes, no offense to the offense, but they'll probably have a different answer to that. But I think we're clicking really well right now. Just clean up the little mistakes.
Kyle, it wasn't too long ago where you were a rookie. Is there anything about Malachi that being around him that, you know, has surprised you in terms of how far advanced he is as a pro and how he's making his transition?
No, not at all. I mean, he's a Georgia boy, so he is. It was in him when he was born. Not Bulldogs, but he was born in state. We don't care about the Bulldogs. But, no, he's super eager to learn. And very mature for his age, I can tell. He's a great dude, great football player, and excited for you all to see it on display this season. Obviously, sick about what happened to AD, and thinking about him, prayers for him. And but I mean, that allows Malachi to kind of he's got to grow up quicker now. And but I think he's just the right guy for it. So I'm excited for him. He's going to do very well with the opportunity. And he's going to have a great career. Yeah, I think that kind of comes with the added expectation that we welcome. I mean, obviously, like you said, nobody really cares that much on our side what round you were taking. Obviously, there's undrafted dudes in the league that make a big splash every year. But, you know, to have everybody back there is talented, smart, hard worker. We really have no excuses to not go out there and do what we need to do. So it's on us at the end of the day, and pressure is a privilege, and I'm excited for us to have that privilege.
Just curious what you've seen that stood out when you think back to him. Obviously, you know, impressive guy in a lot of ways for the last year, but what has stood out to you maybe in year two, at least at this stage?
Yeah, I think it's different being on a position coach. I mean, I'm speaking for him right now, but being a position coach in a DC, you know, obviously we had some tough losses in the past when he was a DC or LB's, or when he was an LB's coach. And but as a DC, you kind of, I feel like you take those losses more on your back, on your shoulders. So I think he's come back this year with a great outlook. You know, we have that scar tissue from last year, and it's going to be good for us going into this year. And he just the way he commands the room, you can tell there's a difference in the confidence in him and everybody in the room. And, you know, he puts that confidence in us. So we follow his lead, and he's done a great job so far.
Would you do any work with Malachi outside of the sort of normal work that the room does to sort of hone in on that partnership? You had it with AD, we know.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like in camp it's going to be a big thing because there's so much you're doing every day. You know, everybody's messing up every day. Everybody's making good plays every day. So watching that stuff on a daily basis is kind of hard now. People in and out, only 2 days mini camp. But I think I'll probably talk to him, and we'll do not just me and Malachi, but everybody in the DB room, defense. We'll have group stuff going on so we can all be on the same page.
Having now gone through a spring, what have been your impressions of Chuck Pagano? I mean, we know the experience, former head coach, all of that. What do you think he can do for your group?
Yeah, I think every time he says something in the meeting room with all the DBs, it's like he's just dropping knowledge. Like, he's forgotten more football than a lot of people know. So to have somebody in the room like that, and Donald too, who's been doing a great job. Honestly, he gets through those installs like a pro. It's impressive. But they're both doing a great job so far. But back to Chuck, I think he's accomplished everything in this game besides winning the Super Bowl. So he's voiced that, and we want to get that not only for us but for him too, guys like him who haven't been able to reach that pinnacle. So just a great guy to have, and really happy about the room right now.
All right, thank you, Kyle.
Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate